The defense minister of Colombia flew to Washington today in search of more U.S. aid for his country, which is in the throes of civil war. On Friday night, a car bomb planted near an exclusive social club killed at least 32 people and injured more than 150. The bombing is widely assumed to be the work of the leftist insurgents known as the FARC. The Colombian government, strengthened by growing U.S. military assistance and training by American troops, has stepped up the pressure on FARC in recent months. NPR's Martin Cassi reports from Colombia.
Standing under a tree in the Colombian state of Arauca, an American Green Beret diagrams patrol formations on a whiteboard as 80 young Colombian soldiers look on. This instructor is one of about 60 American troops who arrived here last month. They're under orders not to engage the guerrillas that dominate the surrounding countryside. Instead, they're here to train the Colombian soldiers in what's called rapid reaction tactics. This kind of training used to be limited to counter-narcotics operations, but the Bush administration has expanded U.S. involvement to include the fight against armed insurgencies. In this exercise, Colombian soldiers rehearse a sneak attack. The Colombians have to mimic the sound of gunfire because their guns aren't equipped to shoot blanks. As the American trainers watch, the Colombians crawl through a cow pasture and capture a mock-up helicopter built of wooden planks and black plastic. U.S. Army Captain Lawrence Ferguson says the guerrillas are a close and constant threat.
It's a dangerous place. I don't want to overstate it, but at the same time, there was a gunfight here in town last night.
In fact, the Green Berets don't dare venture into the nearby town without a military escort. Colombian soldiers are also reluctant to leave the base. This soldier, who wouldn't give his name, says his uniform makes him an instant target. Nonetheless, he says Colombian army morale is on the rise.
Ha cambiado muchísimo. Para nosotros mucho mejor.
Things have changed a lot. Things are much better for us, he says. Like most soldiers, he admires Colombia's new president, Álvaro Uribe, who started his term last August with a pledge to get serious about combating the insurgencies. American military training is part of his plan, along with major increases in military spending. For the first time in years, Colombian soldiers are allowing themselves to believe in the possibility of victory. 200 miles away, Colombian Defense Minister Marta Lucia Ramirez is being whisked through Bogota at top speed inside a heavily armored SUV. Ramirez says her boss, President Uribe, represents a new approach to the decades-old armed conflict.
The country, for many years, felt that we can solve this through political negotiations, through peace agreements. But now we are clear that we need this kind of combined strategy.
This combined strategy consists of a bigger, better equipped military, along with improved government services in remote villages where the guerrillas have long been the only authority. The government is bolstering its public support in other ways, such as putting extra troops on major highways on holiday weekends. For the first time in years, city dwellers have felt safe enough to take a Sunday drive in the countryside. Even Uribe's political opponents admit the popularity of the government's approach. Daniel Garcia Peña is a former government peace negotiator.
There's no doubt that he has been able to somehow rekindle some hope that the military solution is viable in Colombia. But I think that the broader question of whether he is successful or not, it can only be answered in the long run.
Peña Garcia says the guerrilla's strategy may be to let the Uribe government wear itself out.
They know that Uribe has, in this moment, the burden of proof. He must show results. He must be able to somehow demonstrate trophies. And I think the guerrillas are simply playing hide and seek.
And then there's last Friday night's bombing of the Nogal Social Club in Bogota. Many suspect that this is part of a new urban offensive by the guerrillas, who have previously been active primarily in rural areas. Military analyst Alfredo Rangel says attacks such as this one may eventually undermine support for Uribe's strategy. The support for the government is not definitive, nor is it unconditional. It'll last as long as Uribe can maintain the perception of security, Rangel says. And at the moment in Bogota, people's perception of security has been severely shaken. Martin Costi, NPR News, Bogota.